On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
You, it is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly it worked out very well.
It was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars.
I'm gonna say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out on July 26, 2019, and is a comedy drama. The rating is R, and the runtime is 2 hours and 41 minutes. The film is directed by Quentin Tarantino, and stars Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays Rick Dalton. You'd recognize Leonardo from such films as The Revenant, where he plays Hugh Glass, and The Great Gatsby, where he plays Jay Gatsby. We also have Brad Pitt, who plays Cliff Booth. You'd recognize Brad from such movies as War Machine, where he plays Glenn McMahon, and World War Z, where he plays Jerry Lane. We also have Margot Robbie, who plays Sharon Tate. You'd recognize Margot from such films as Suicide Squad, where she plays Harley Quinn, and I, Tonya, where she plays Tonya. We also have Emil Hirsch, who plays Jay Sebring. Emil, you recognize Emil from such films as Into the Wild, where he plays Chris McCandless, and the film Milk, where he plays Cleve Jones. We also have Timothy Oliphant, who plays James Stacy. Recognize Timothy from such series as Justified, where he plays Raylan Givens, and Santa Clarita Diet, where he plays Joel Hammond. We have Dakota Fanning playing Squeaky Frum. You'd recognize Dakota from such things as War of the Worlds, where she played Rachel Ferrier, and Ocean's 8, where she played Penelope Stern. We have Bruce Dern playing George Spawn. You'd recognize Bruce from the film Nebraska, where he played Woody Grant, and the film Hateful Eight, where he was General Sandy Smithers. We also have the late Luke Perry, who played Wayne Maunder. You'd recognize Luke Perry, of course, from Beverly Hills 90210, where he played Dylan McKay, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where he played Pike. We have Al Pacino in the film, playing Marvin Schwarz, and that's important if you see the film. Schwarz. You recognize Al from such films as The Godfather, right? Michael Corleone, and Any Given Sunday, where he plays Tony D'Amato. We have Julia Butters also playing Trudy. You'd recognize Julia from such things as the TV series American Housewife, where she plays Anna Cat Otta, and also the film, series Transparent, where she plays Ella. We could go on, right? We've already listed a lot. I do want to say some notable mentions in the film are Scoot McNairy, who plays Business Bob Gilbert, and Michael Madsen, who plays Sheriff Hackett on Bounty Law. So let's talk about the plot of the film. If I were to say there was a plot, I guess you could say it's about a fading Western actor, Rick Dalton, and his stuntman Cliff Booth, who are both really good friends as much as they are co-workers. And it follows them through a thread of their lives as they struggle to get into more acting jobs as the final years of Hollywood's golden age in 1969, Los Angeles.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it there. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Last night, we watched a Rick Dalton double feature. All the shooting. I love that stuff, you know, with the killing.
A lot of killing.
Anybody order fried sauerkraut?
No, I'm a stuntman.
Look at me.
So you're still with Rick, huh?
Still here.
You can do anything you want to him.
I hired you to be an actor, Rick. Not a TV cowboy. You're better than that.
Line.
Cut! Embarrass yourself like that in front of all those goddamn people.
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Well, it has been.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground.
Here I am, flat on my ass. And who I got living next door to me?
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie.
You're in this?
That's me. I play Miss Carlson, the klutz.
It's a ragged tent where there ain't no tree.
Charlie's gonna dig you.
And that gospel group telling you and me is Father Love, say Father Love's traveling salvation show.
In this town,
I can all change like that.
Hey, you're Rick fucking Dalton. Don't you forget it.
All right, that was the trailer. Just in case you haven't seen it, at least you get a chance to hear it here. A couple reasons why I play the trailer. Obviously, we want to remind you what the film is about. That's kind of important. The other thing also is a couple things. One, Kurt Russell. Totally forgot to mention him. Honorable mention for sure. He's in the film as well. Gotta say that. Also, the music. The music actually brings the film to life. It's a great soundtrack. It really takes you back into that time. So let's kind of get into it. So the movie itself is honestly what I would consider a non-plot film, but more of like a slice or a glimpse of time or of life. And what we're looking at here is like 1960s Hollywood, more specifically 1969. So they're capturing this moment. And Tarantino does a good job in capturing it. You feel like it was somehow maybe like recorded in this era and then brought to now for us to enjoy, but on a grander scale with actors that we all know, right? The film is slow moving. It's a relaxed kind of hangout kind of movie. It had what I would call almost a Seinfeld effect. It's really honestly kind of a movie about nothing. It is also, as we know, right, and you can see this in the trailer, it is slightly based off the Manson family killings. So, you know, there's that part where she's like, Charlie's gonna love you, right? That's a huge thing. Plus, we have Margot Robbie playing Sharon Tate, which, as we all know, or maybe not, but for those who do, we know what happens with Sharon Tate. So, I've got to bring that up. I think that's something we need to talk about, is that when you see the trailer for the film, you kind of think, oh, it's a Tarantino film about the Manson family killings. Not so much, okay? So let's jump into a few things. The chemistry between Brad Pitt and DiCaprio, amazing. They counter each other very well. As it, you almost, like you, I don't even want to say almost, you really believe that these guys are friends. Friends as the characters that they portray. So it's just the way that they bounce off, the scenes, the dialogue, the way that they hang out, it's fantastic. Margot Robbie does a great job playing off Sharon Tate, right? She plays this girl who is just entering the world of Hollywood, but is also still caught up in all of the amazement. So you get to see this character kind of transitioning from kind of, you know, an outsider who still really loves the whole concept of it, but also a little bit as an insider because she started in a film. So, and she does this very well. Dakota Fanning, I couldn't even recognize her, to be honest with you. It's been a while since I've seen her in anything, but they did a really good job having her pull off Lynette Squeaky Fromm. The film, it does end with a bang. And with that bang, we remember why we like Tarantino's style, especially when it comes to action moments, right? And I don't want to give too much away, but I will say that there are some excellent moments in the movie where you can see fantastic scenes that just kind of they draw you in. The scene with DiCaprio and Julia Butters, who plays the little actress Trudy, is honestly, it's done very well. The talent, the dialogue, it's fantastic. I think it's a scene that will be presented as people talk about the movie. That's how impactful that portion is, and we just get such a small portion of that in the trailer. So the problem is, The movie just kind of carries on. I kept asking myself, where is this going? In fact, as I was in the film, I actually looked to my neighbor and I said, is this getting to something? Are we building to something? When is the big moment going to happen? And it just keeps moving along. There are threads that kind of linger off the story, and as you follow them, you start wondering, where is this going to go? And then it really doesn't go anywhere. It just happens. The scene with Mike Moe playing Bruce Lee and Brad Pitt's Cliff Booth is funny as hell. It's this scene where you get this feeling of two points in movie history kind of coming head to head: Westerns versus martial arts. And that was kind of cool to kind of see in that moment. And if you pull yourself back, you realize that that's kind of the concept that's happening. Not only in Hollywood is the movement happening, but these are two characters that kind of represent each side. I mean, Bruce Lee, right? That being said, there's some news online about this scene causing some concern from Bruce Lee's daughter, Shannon Lee, being very upset about how her father was portrayed. And I don't want to talk about that because it would be giving too much away. But to that, what I will say, it's a movie based on the past, just not the actual past. Okay. It's also worth mentioning that although we know it was loosely based on the killings, the primary focus is not really on that at all, but almost kind of a side thought. So, and I think I mentioned that before, but I really want to emphasize that it's there. Just, it's not in the spotlight. And that's all I'll say. In the end, I was highly disappointed. I feel like the good parts of the film... I feel like that there are good parts of the film. In all honesty, the storyline could have probably taken about an hour to tell. And then the other hour and 41 minutes was like just filler that just didn't need to be there. And I'm saddened because I'm honestly a huge fan of Tarantino's work, and, well, I mean, he has said that after he is done with Star Trek, he might be retiring, and to be honest, after seeing this, I kind of understand why, and that might be too rash to say. I just feel like that we've waited a while, as we always do, for a new Tarantino film to come out again, and every time I'm never displeased. Most people get upset over the fact that he has a heavy dialogue-driven film. I love that. But still give me a plot, still give me action, give me direction where I'm going, and then build me up. Don't just make me watch kind of life as it happens, and then finally we get like a big moment. And with that being said, I feel like the film came up short. I really do. And so my rating for this film is 2 out of 5. Are there stingers during or after the credits? Yeah, we get a little bit in both respects, so stick around. They're not huge things. I mean, it's more of just these glimpses, but yeah, do. And that's about it, guys. This concludes my review of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. You can also follow us on Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. And it's because of Anchor that we're available through such platforms as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and even Apple Podcasts. So we thank them for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink, and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.